Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for June 30th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
Well, you know, Taryn, I'm just sitting here eating my cereal like an innocent cereal eater, and now you're going to want to talk game, so it's just really not great.
Yeah, busy eating cereal
and
trying to get headphones to work.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, everyone, that we're late. It is 100% my fault. I'm not wearing two different pairs of headphones right now. We had like some serious technical issues over here at the Kirsten household. It is not Taryn's fault. He sent the link promptly at 9, 11 your time, whatever. And it was just a disaster over here. Taryn got a real insight into what it's like to be me.
Yes, we also have Brent in the chat complaining about your frame placement. So if you wanted to move to the left.
To my left or his left?
Your left. Yeah.
Am I good? Okay, I'm sorry, Brent. I was settled in. I was in like the right spot. Everything was fine. And then it was like the apocalypse. Nothing's working. And on top of it all, I had a 5-hour tattoo session. So I'm in a pain and moving hurts. Ooh. And I had to move really fast for the last 10 minutes. But it's fine.
5 hours seems a lot of time for a tattoo session.
It was a really long time. And it was supposed to only be 4 hours. And then it just took 5 and it was really horrible.
Now Kirsten has cats opening her shades and she needs a dad to come in and close them for her.
I really, if my dad were here, Bernie, where are you?
All right. Well, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 11 in the house and we should really get to it because this is going to be a long one.
What a day. I was like sitting there reading the updates as I'm like in pain and I'm like, oh my God, it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening. And the day just kept happening. So yeah.
Yeah. I told you yesterday was rocky. We didn't know what we had. We should have cherished our smooth sailing days.
To be honest, I kind of cherished this mess because this is what we watch for.
Certainly. a lot of things are happening here, so we're gonna get right to it. Some quick little things that don't really fit into the day in terms of the strategy story, and I don't have to distract from that when we do it. So one thing that happened in the house yesterday was they had a funeral for the fish because the fish died.
Yeah, so the power went out, I guess, on Friday night. The tanks went dark and all of the fish died, which, like, are they going to replace all of the fish now and hope no one notices? Like, are they going to have the same description? Are they going to have the same names?
Well, I know they just had a funeral for all of them. They had they all dressed up. They put on their shades, their black clothing, and they held a funeral. They spoke. Ovi in particular, I felt, had some beautiful sentiments. And they sent, you know, they sent the fishes on their way.
Did you get a list of the fish names? Because they were wild and I didn't spend the time making a list of them.
Wasn't it mostly just like Robbie and somebody else? But then also they had like more detailed names, but that I can't remember at all. But they were mostly fish puns.
Yeah, there was like a Cardi B reference. That's all I can remember.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
Darren. Okay. Anyways.
So yes, they had a fish funeral that happened. Also, big clip that kind of circulated around the day was a moment between Jack and Ovi. Just in case you need like a primer for like Jack and who he is, and you need to make sure you like really especially hate him. There was an interaction between the two of them where Ovi was going out to work out in the backyard, and Jack was just like, "Oh, hey, feeling swole." Feeling swole? Ovi was like, yeah, feeling good, ready to go. And he was like, oh, good, great job, buddy. And then Ovi closes the door to go outside, and Jack just turns around to I don't know, Jackson or whoever, and he's like, douche.
Yeah, and it's like, what is Ovi supposed to say? Like, when a gym bro or like a douche bro is like, hey, feeling swole, dude? What are you supposed to say back to that? Like, no, I don't feel swole at all. Like, what's the appropriate response? Like, he basically like trapped Ovi just so he can make fun of him. And it's just so uncomfortable to watch. Like, the way Jack talks to people makes me physically uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like he was being the douche, like him being like, hey, feeling swole guy. That's definitely not even close to as swole as me. How are you feeling swole? And like maybe that could be considered like if they were good friends and like he was helping Ovi out and they were like lightheartedly kind of like joking about it. Maybe that's not a douchey thing to do, but it's definitely a douchey thing to do when you've been making fun of the guy nonstop and he doesn't realize it. And then you turn around and call him a douche.
Well, and like the thing is like Jack is talking crap about Ovi all the time about how his workouts aren't good, criticizing his body, being so rude. But then it's like, okay, you are literally in the Big Brother house with nothing but time. Why don't you give him some pointers on working out then if you're so concerned that he's not doing the right thing? Like, it's just like he's going out of his way to be rude just to be rude. And I don't like that because it's not even game related, right? It's not strategy. It's not useful. It's literally just being mean-spirited.
Yeah, and he literally has the audacity later in the day to be like, you know, I'm just here. I want to spread love in the house. I came here to spread nothing but love. I don't want to fill the house with animosity and hatred like in the real world. I want to spread positivity. It's like, who do you think you are?
Well, and it's also too, like going back to preseason, Jack said that the people he hates are one-uppers.
Yes.
And what I think
he's
his issue
one-upper.
Yeah. So I think what his issue is he doesn't like when other people share their own stories and he always takes that as them one-upping him. Like, I feel like he is deeply insecure. And so he gets annoyed when other people are having like a good experience or sharing their story or just like living their lives without seemingly being as insecure as him. That's the impression I get. Obviously, I don't know him. I'm not a therapist, but like, I can't. He's horrible.
All right. So again, you just needed a primer on Jack for the day here. So we started the day, of course, with Cliff talking to the cameras because he's making that a bit of a regular thing. It was a shorter conversation than before, but he's still chatting to the cameras. Gave us another shout out, which again was followed by the feeds cutting. So,
well, none of you signed releases, so obviously there's a problem. Anyone who's going to go on Big Brother in the future, make sure you send a release to Rob, Taryn, Brent, and Melissa. And
apparently,
hey, throw me in there too. I'll sign a release. And then it'll be fine. They can talk about you on the feeds.
Yeah, there you go. He also talked about, again, like his sort of position in the House, and that he said that he has made some kind of deal with Nicole, hopefully that they could work together. And, you know, they don't really know how the House is going to shake up, what kind of sides they're going to be on. Maybe they'll end up on different sides, but hopefully that will stay true and they can continue to work together. He's doing everything he can to make any kinds of connections that he can. And one of those connections, one of the attempts here, is going to pan out, because Jackson is going to quickly approach him in the morning and be like, hey, Cliff, let's make something happen here. Let's do this.
Yeah, he's like, I would like to work with you. Are you serious about working with me? And again, it's like, what's Cliff going to say? Like, no, I was not serious about working with you. I was lying. Like, obviously you have to go along with it. And then Jackson suggests, I'm not calling him by his last name, because I have to respect someone to call them by their last name. So he is like, we're going to have a core four. It's going to be us, Holly and Kat. We're all from the South. We have similar characteristics. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm Canadian. I don't know the American geography, but is Wyoming the South? Like, I thought that was pretty far north.
Look, I don't know what they consider the South.
Like, I don't know. I'm just a helpless Canadian trying to understand American geography.
Everything's
here.
The South for you.
Yeah, everything is South for me. I'm north of the wall, so it's hard for me to tell.
Yeah. So this is sort of following through with what they were talking about before. I talked about this yesterday on the live feed update, that they had been talking, or Jackson in particular had been pitching with Nick and Bella on the outs of this eight, that, hey, why don't we just replace those two with Kat and Cliff? Cliff wants to work with me. And again, this is, an unfortunate situation where Cliff is, in this spot where basically anybody he talks to and anything he says to anybody gets repeated to everybody else. So Jackson is saying like, oh, yeah, Cliff wants to work with me. He said nobody would suspect it. Great job, Jackson. And right after this conversation, he's going to go to Jack and be like, so I talked to Cliff. We're on board. Later in the day, Sam is going to tell Christy, yeah, you know, Cliff came up to us and said that he was willing to work with us. It's just like, nobody respects Cliff's privacy. Everything he says gets repeated, which is a position that is difficult to work from.
Yeah, it's really hard for him to actually actively strategize when every single thing he says gets shared with the entire house. And I don't know, like, I feel like if there were two distinct sides, it still would be, like, he's just in a rough spot and it's going to be an uphill battle for him this season.
Yes. But this is at least something here. He has made a connection here with Jackson. So that's pretty much all of the updates that we have that don't involve Christy, or at least Kat.
Wild. Like, yesterday was just such a wild day. Like, every 2 minutes it was like, okay, this person out. No, this person. No, this person. They should never go this long before the veto ceremony ever again. It's too much.
It's certainly a lot. So as we know from the night before, that, you know, Christy, who had previously been very anti-Jack, had kind of been shifted around to be anti-Bella. And she's very concerned that, you know, Nick and Bella are going to try and flip the house to keep Kemi after she nominates Kemi, which would be bad for her. So she is going to have a brief conversation at the dining table with a lot of other people there. So it's a very, like, sort of low, kind of like quick conversation with Nick. And he's kind of just like, so what are you thinking? What's the plan? Because in his mind, he's still kind of feeling out, like, should we keep Kemi? Not trying to push it on anybody, not trying to do anything behind anybody's back, just considering the idea. But of course, that consideration has been completely run with, and like, they took that baton of like, I wonder, and then they ran it around the track like 15 times and they were like, he's betraying us. And so even just this question is setting off alarm bells in Christy's mind, and she's just like, I mean, What am I thinking? I'm thinking about the eight. I don't know what you're thinking about. I mean, I'm the eight is what I'm thinking about. I'm about the group. And he's like, well, sure. But I mean, like, you know, we've talked about, like, you know, being closer, like working for our own games. And she's like, I don't know. I'm about the group. I'm all about group loyalty. And that's how anybody that went against the group would be stupid. Nick.
It's like, yeah, if anybody is considering it. Nope, not a good idea. But yeah, and she just keeps going on about like what the house wants. And it's like, Chrissy, you're in the HOH in week one. Like, you get to kind of dictate what the house wants a little bit here and still be like, oh, I'm just doing what the house wants. Like, that's the whole appeal to the week one HOH, is that you get to just do something easy, do something that everyone is okay with, and then you're fine moving forward. Nobody really blames you because it's week one. You're just doing what the house wants. But she's like so erratic and waffly and going back and forth. Like, it's not a good look for her. I think that she's definitely someone who should not have been looking at winning the week one HOH, because she just like, she can't direct it at all.
Mm. Yeah. So he just again says like, look, I want you to do what's best for your game. That's what I want. And she insists again, it's not about my game. It's about the group. Group. And this is when I tweeted like, If you're playing Big Brother and you have a good relationship with somebody, even if you don't have a good relationship with somebody, but if you are in an alliance with somebody and you try to talk to them about like us, what's good for us, what's good for you, and they respond with, no, I'm about the group. It's all about the alliance. Stay true to the alliance. It's about the full group of people. Like, that is a huge red flag that they have something going on that you're not a part of. And then especially if you've previously talked to them about having individual relationships within the alliance, and then all of a sudden they're like, no, it's about the group. That should be a massive red flag that something has gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, well, it's like if they were in a group of friends and Nick asked Chrissy out on a date and she's like, oh, yeah, let's go to the movies. I'll invite everybody else and we'll all go as a group. And it's like, oh, OK, guess that's what's happening here.
This means that you are a number for the core group. Yeah. That's what's happening there. They talk about, you know, potential replacement nominees here. He mentions that Ovi is an option, and she's like, you know, I could do Ovi. I could do Kemi. I don't really want to do Kemi, but I'm not sure. Blah, blah, blah. Nick says, well, you know, Kemi would go after Jack and Jackson. She's not coming after us. So that's good for us. Again, like, what's good for us as opposed to the group as a whole. She's like, but that's not good for the group as a whole, Nick. And he's like, okay. And she's just giving real bad vibes throughout this whole conversation. She seems like if he didn't even need to pick up on like the subtleties of she's talking about group versus individual, because she was looking like disgusted with him throughout this whole conversation. You know, and she's been talking crap about him all day long the previous day. And, you know, talking about how she doesn't believe that he works with kids and that he's probably a professional poker player and he's slick and he's such a great liar and he's manipulative. And so when he's talking about do what's best for you and work for us and you know Kemi will go after them, she's just like, you're disgusting, you manipulator. And he can kind of sense that, I think. And so he's just, look, I just want you to know I love you. I will support you no matter what you do. We are all good. Like, I don't know why you're acting like this, essentially, but I hope you know that, like, I am not trying to do anything crazy, because he wasn't. That's not going to be enough.
Well, and the thing is, like, if he were such a manipulator, it would not be so apparent on day 11. So,
right.
It's like, well, the people that you're looking at the most at this point are not the people who are the best.
Absolutely. Like, Christy sees manipulation in genuine support, and she sees genuine support in manipulation. That's what's happening.
Completely backwards. Can we please get her some sage? Thank you.
Yes, she needs Caitlin in the house to help her sort these things out. All right. So Christy is then going to have the conversation with Kemi that was queued up the night before when Kemi was talking with Nicole about, like, I'm kind of feeling a little bit worried. I think I need to talk to Christy. She went to Christy the night before and said, hey, we should talk. Christy said, not tonight. I'd rather talk tomorrow. Christy then told some other people that she was planning on lying to Kemi in this conversation, not giving her a hint that she's going to go up on the block. So they have this conversation. And Christy does lie to Kemi. She says, hey, you know, people have been saying some things, but I'd probably be looking at Ovi as a replacement nominee if Sam used it, but I don't know if Sam is going to use it or not. I don't think he will, but if he does, then I'm going to have to probably put up Ovi. She did clear this with Ovi beforehand. She was like, hey, Ovi, do you mind if I say that, you know, I'm going to put you up? And he was like, yes, absolutely. In fact, he actually kind of volunteered it. Everything, you know, that goes through. It's Ovi. She does mention that, you know, she kind of cues it up like, oh, well, you know, some people have mentioned your name because you've been saying some names. And so, you know, that is something that I've heard, trying to make it seem like, you know, okay, maybe you're another, probably Ovi, but just in case anything happens and you happen to be backdoored, like, this is why. And Kemi does not quite realize what it is that's gotten her in trouble. She thinks that what has gotten her in trouble is that she had a conversation with Kat where she told Kat, like, hey, don't give up. She was comforting Kat, as many people do. Don't give up. Fight, you know, you can get other people on the block. This is what happened with Dane on Big Brother Canada 7. And she named a couple. She said Jess, she said Ovi. There are plenty of other people that could come up on the block that could maybe go home. Like, she was just offering examples. And so she thinks this is what got her in trouble. And so she's going to spend most of the day trying to explain this whole situation. I was just using examples. I could have said Charlie Brown. I could have said whoever. Like, it didn't matter. But what really got her in trouble is Bella ratting her out when she talked about Jack and Jackson. Of course, she doesn't realize that quite yet.
Yeah, so she, over the course of the entire day, she's like, man, I should have never spoken to Kat. This conversation blew up my whole game, not fully realizing that it had been blown up prior due to Bella. And she just over and over all through the day, oh, I shouldn't have talked to Kat. I shouldn't have comforted Kat. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And it's like, no, Kemi, that's not the problem. But I can understand why she might think that's the problem, because people aren't really talking to her. So she's going to just use anything that kind of makes sense with what she's told to try and build a narrative.
Yes. So of course, you know, all of this explanation, you know, falls on deaf ears because nobody cares about the conversation with Kat, unfortunately. However, she does talk about her conversation with Jack, the one that freaked Christy out the night before. That eventually what happened with that conversation, remember, Christy was with Bella. She stumbled upon Jack and Kemi having a conversation. She freaked out. She was like, why is Jack talking to Kemi? This is so bad. Oh my God. This eventually turned into Jack explaining himself, saying that Kemi approached me. I did not approach Kemi. And then that whole thing turned into the anti-Bella and anti-Nick sentiment that carried into today. So Kemi confirms everything that Jack told her, that Kemi was the one that approached Jack, and she explained the conversation. It went basically exactly how Jack explained it. There's just one point of contention here, that she said that Jack, when he was telling his story, talked about Mickey's side like he wasn't a part of it. And like, I'm not stupid. I know that he's part of Mickey's side. And nobody really cares about that particular comment, but it's going to cause some consternation a little bit later, and we'll get to that. But it does help piss Christy off in the moment. And Christy is very, very bad in this conversation. She is spilling everything. She's like, he mentioned Mickey's. Oh my, that Jack, I hate him. I hate him. And she reveals, she's like, you know what's going on. Just so you know, me and Holly and Sis, we're like working really, really tight together. And we are just pretending to let Jack think that he's in charge, but we're going to like take a shot at him soon. And I just hope you know that like we are working together really tightly, us women, but you're not included in that. But yeah, we are working against Jack and I hate him and he's manipulative and all of these things. And she spills so much information to Kemi in this conversation.
Yeah, and it's like the thing where if she were willing to extend an olive branch and actually bring Kemi into this, it maybe wouldn't be quite so bad. But when she's making it clear that Kemi is not part of this, it's like, alarm bells should be going off.
She's still planning on backdooring this woman in this moment. Yeah. And she's spilling everything to her. Like, this person is not going to then turn around and reveal it all. Of course, I don't think it would matter that much, but still, it's like, it's really bad.
Yeah, it's just, if you're planning to betray someone, maybe don't tell them the entire framework of your game shortly before you put them on the block.
Yeah. So that conversation happens, and Christy is then going to go to Tommy and kind of let him know about what happened. She also lets Tommy know about the conversation with Nick. She's like, Nick is against us. He's like, what? Yeah. It's like, Nick is, he said that Kemi will go after Jack and Jackson, which is a good thing. And he's like, well, he's trying to keep Kemi. He's trying to go behind her backs to keep Kemi. He's going to try and flip the vote. And he's like, is he really doing this? He's like, yeah, he talked about Jack and how he said Jack was it. We need to go after Jack. It's like, okay, now you're starting to veer into imagination territory. Like, what happens a lot with Christy, as you'll see throughout the day, one of the things that happens a lot with her is that she talks a lot of smack about Jack. Like, almost like, it's like when you have a friend, right? And that friend is like complaining about their significant other. Oh my God, I can't believe they did this to me. They're such an asshole. Why am I with them? I shouldn't be with them. And you're like, you know, I've kind of always thought that. I've kind of always thought you know, that they don't treat you well enough. And you know, I think you're right about this. And then a couple days later, they're like giving you the stink eye, and you're like, what's going on? And you're like, and they're like, you tried to smack talk my significant other. I think you're a negative energy in my life. And it's like, what? I was just agreeing with you. What's happening? That's what's happening with Christy and Jack, where she keeps smack talking Jack. And when people agree with her, she's like, they're trying to go after Jack.
I just love how you're using the words smack and significant other. In the same sense, it's just such a wild change in verbiage there.
And it's Rob, like, in the chat says, Taryn, why are you sharing our personal conversations? I was trying to keep it anonymous, Rob.
I mean, I don't know if that'll be your conversation with Rob. It would maybe be like the other way around. But no, I'm kidding. Anyway, so like the trend from yesterday that I noticed is like Tommy looks like a hostage the entire time. Like almost every conversation, he's just like so displeased. He's not getting what he wants. He's clearly uncomfortable with how erratic Christy is being. Later on, his play gets taken over by somebody else. Like, it's just, it was a rough day for Tommy.
Yeah. But Tommy is, I mean, based on what Christy is telling him about Nick, he's like, why is he doing this? And the answer to that is because he's not. But he is upset in the moment. He's like, well, what we need to do is we need to keep them on board with us. We just, you know, we'll get them back. Like, he's just like, let's just calm everything down. We'll get everything back to normal. It'll all be fine. So that's, you know, that's kind of what he's trying to do. Christy's mostly just continuing to worry that Nick and Bella are going to try and flip the votes to keep Kemi, and that will be very bad for Christy. So Christy also tells Holly, Sis, and Kat about her conversation with Kemi. She basically says, look, Kemi confirmed Jack's story. Jack seems to have been telling the truth, but there is one thing. She said that Jack referred to Mickey's side like he wasn't on it. I don't really care about that, but it was something to just something to note. So
it's like it was almost the exact same story. Almost.
Yeah. So just put a pin in that for just a second. Because Christy's first going to talk to Jack and also tell Jack, look, hey, Kemi confirmed your story. I trust you. And he's like, good. I trust you, too. I'm glad you can trust me. And keep in mind, they're still doing the thing where they interrupt each other with like. So what happened is Kemi confirmed your. Oh, she confirmed my story. So you trust me. Thanks. Thank you. You don't even need to tell me the rest of it. You don't even need to tell me the rest of it. I trust you, too. She's like, well, I want to tell you the. So Kemi confirmed your story. She said that she approached you. She's like, I told you. See, we trust each other. It's all great. No, well, what she was saying was that she approached you and that she had a conversation with you. Oh, boy.
Like, to me, that's a big red flag. Like, like when someone won't let you get out your whole story like that, like that's like, it's a major problem, right?
They do it to each other though.
Like, but like, cause they're both so erratic. It just drives me insane.
It's so annoying. And like, it's not even just those two. It's like a decent amount of people in the house. There's going to be a later conversation with Sam and Jack and Jackson and Nick, where Sam is trying to explain to them a conversation he had with Christy and they keep talking over. He's like, let me finish what I'm saying, guys.
And you should not have to be in the position to say that. Right? Like, because I feel like in general in Big Brother, you're going to want to be like, you know what? People are talking over me. I'm just going to let it go. I'm not going to say anything about it. But it is day 11 and it is so extreme that people are like, let me talk, please. Just let me say something.
So they have that conversation. She says, Kemi basically confirmed everything that you did, so on and so forth. Tommy joins them as well. Then the conversation turns to, again, Nick and Bella and how they are so shady. And she tells Jack about the fact that Nick was saying that Kemi will go after Jack and that's a good thing. And that Nick is basically trying to break up the whole alliance. And Tommy, especially in front of Jack, Tommy is like, oh, how could he? And Jack is that schemer. We need here. Hold. Look, I'm not trying to push anything. I'm not trying to persuade anyone. I'm just the thought just came to my mind. I'm just throwing it out there. What if we backdoored Nick? What if we did that? And initially, Christy was like, no, too early, too big. I don't like it. But then she was actually, I don't know. Thinking about it, maybe this is something to consider. Tommy is a little bit like, well, I mean, that would be bad for us. Probably. I mean, we can probably still, you know, bring him in and things and all of that. Eventually, what they come to is Christy is very worried that Nick would expose the eight if he was nominated. So that would be bad, that he would have a full five or whatever days to expose what's going on and campaign against them. And it would be too risky. She doesn't want to do it. No to the Nick backdoor.
No, but when it comes time, Bella and Nick will be the first two that go from the eight.
Yes.
they have eight people. They're going to go to final eight together. And then Nick and Bella are going to be the next to go. Like, that's just how it's going to work.
Yeah. They really hate these two people and they're just going to hide that for a good 5 weeks or so and then target them.
Yeah. And I mean, eight people will naturally get to the final eight together. We've never heard this before. It's a groundbreaking plan.
Let's not make fun of them too quickly here, Kirsten. We did just watch Big Brother Canada 7.
I mean, I've got to say there's some stark differences from how the house is interacting.
In particular, I think it comes down to what I was talking about with like big group versus more individual relationships, where I'm starting to feel like part of the success of the Brigade and the Pretty Boys is that they form something so early that they never had to change how they viewed their relationships. So what's happening in this group of eight is that people are constantly shifting their loyalties. And when they shift their loyalties, it becomes obvious because you're changing how you're interacting with the people you used to be loyal to. And so they're recognizing it. But when you start with a group of people that you are loyal to consistently, then even when you're not loyal to your side pieces, you are consistent in how you're not loyal to them. And so you can pretend that that not loyalty is actual loyalty. And they never have the chance to compare actual loyalty to not being loyal.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is like maintaining relationships, like a strong, trusting relationship with three people is a lot easier than maintaining that with seven people. right. Like, it's just like having a large group like that is just not sustainable, especially in this environment where every day is going to feel like a week, right? Because they're just together. There's no escape. At least if it's like, okay, it's me, my core three, we all have a side piece that covers about half the house. But you know what? If you get really sick of your three people and you just need a break, you can still take that break and you can go talk to somebody else. They're not involved in the house, but you have that core trust with your three, and it's not going to be like, oh my God, they went to talk to somebody else. It's over. The trust is dead. We can't do this anymore. Like,
it's done.
It's just so much more sustainable with the smaller group with the side alliances versus like, yeah, we're eight people and we are ride or dies. Like, you can't be ride or die with seven people.
Are you saying that the bomb squad and that, what was it, Crescent Moon or something? Saying these great alliances were flawed to begin with? Reference. I can't remember the... Was it Crescent Moon? I feel like it wasn't. It was something Moon, right? Brother 17?
I truly cannot remember what the giant amoeba alliance in Big Brother 17 was called, because it was over in like a day and a half.
All thanks to Vanessa. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. Dark Moon. It was Dark Moon. That's right. That's right.
I think Crescent Moon is a great name for an alliance. So anyone heading into a future season, keep that in mind for your giant amoeba alliance that's not going to last.
Yeah. Crescent Moon, I think, is better than Dark Moon, in my opinion. Dark Moon implies like evil group of people.
Yeah. So naturally, I like that better, but it's already been taken.
All right. Oh, so okay. The Nick back door is shut down. So
it lasted 10 minutes.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is when Christy told Kat about the conversation with Kemi and about how Jack referred to Mickey's side, Kat is going to go and freak out a little bit, as she does, and talk to Jackson about this. And she just lets him know, like, hey, Christy was talking to me and she said that Jack went to Kemi and said that he's not a part of Mickey's side. And Jackson doesn't care about not a part of Mickey's side. This doesn't matter. But what he hears from this is Jack went to Kemi. But Jack said that Kemi went to him. This is a big point of contention in the whole thing yesterday. And of course, this is just the way that Kat says it. This is... Yeah. She just misunderstood and just expressed it in a different way than it was expressed to her. But it's a very important detail from Jack and Jackson's point of view. So Jackson is going to run to Jack and say, hey, Kat just told me that Kemi told Christy that you went to Kemi and not the other way around. And Jack's, what? No. No, that's not how it happened. We need to go. We need to talk to Kat about this. He's like, well, maybe I misunderstood. They bring Kat in and she says, no, what I heard was that you went to Kemi and told her about the whole thing about, you're not on Mickey's side. And she's still under the impression that it's the Mickey side comment that's the thing. And Jack is just like, so Kemi told you this? And she's like, what? No. I mean, what was happening was that okay, hold on. I'm getting confused. I feel like maybe I misunderstood something. I just feel like, so I was talking to Christy and Christy told me that Kemi told her that you went to Kemi. She said that I went to Kemi. I think that's what was happening there. I think, and listen to me. I am asking you a question. Answer my question. Did she say that I went to Kemi? I'm starting to
feel like Kat here. Like, it's like,
I don't know.
It's horrible.
I don't know.
Like, when people
answer
talk
the
like
question,
that.
Kirsten, did she go to Kemi?
I hate this so much. I don't know how she's tolerating it. And it's like, it's not even the only time it happened yesterday. Like, Jack just yells. And then I don't think it was this conversation. I think it was a later one where Kat makes a comment about, like, you need to be nicer with me. And he's like, you don't listen when I'm nicer with you, so I have to be like this. And it's just like, he's being horrible. And he's like, see, what you made me do is be horrible to you. And it's just like, oh no, like, please don't talk to someone like that.
It was terrible. And it's like, it's the worst possible combination of Jack being this like monstrous, hulking, like super intense, angry dude with Catherine, who is like the most paranoid, like freaking. She is crumbling under this pressure. She doesn't even know how to talk anymore. Christy comes in and Jack says, so Kemi told you that I approached Kemi? And Christy's like, no. Kemi told me that she approached you. And he's like, oh, okay. So then Christy leaves and he's like, I hope you see what I did there, Kat, is that I pretended that it was just a passing conversation so that she would interject. And so it seems like what you're telling me is that you think that is what you're telling me is that Christy is lying to me. Because she told me that that Kemi confirmed my story, but she told you something different. And Kat's like, no. I think that I misunderstood. I think that I just said it wrong. And he's like, no, I get it. Look, you don't need to be scared. You're helping me. You're helping me. And I appreciate that because you're exposing Christy.
I just like... It's like these conversations are just not fun to watch.
Oh, man, it was a ride and it's going to continue.
Yeah, because again, as I said, that is not the only conversation yesterday where Jack is literally screaming at Kat.
Yeah, so. And meanwhile, Jackson is just there like, we're just trying to figure this out, guys.
I like to imagine that at any point when things are not going well, Jackson is just like wishing he had a watermelon to eat. Like, that's what I
like. He's shoving like, watermelons into his mouth. Sorry, I've got watermelon. Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. Wish I could have my comfort blanket of eating 2 watermelons a day.
Yeah. So that happened.
That happened.
Kat is going to go to Holly and thankfully we hear from Kat that she was not happy with that whole situation. She was like, that was not nice of him. I was like, good. I'm glad that you at least recognized that because no, it was not.
It was not okay.
She's talking about Jack and how, you know, that Jack, you know, the more he talks, the less attractive he gets.
And I think that's the experience everybody has had with Jack.
They do love Jackson, though. He's a bit of a frat boy still, but he has a good heart, they say.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Well, they
I guess
say
compared to Jack, it probably seems like Jackson really has a good heart.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the key to life is always be good in comparison to the people around you, right? That's how it works. That's how you should operate.
Yeah, no, you don't need to have any sort of like internal code. You don't need to have your own plan or path just based on the people around you. Just assess and be not the worst.
I mean, think about it like that. Jackson's a genius.
Yeah, he's honestly strategic king.
Yeah. They talk about Holly and Kat. They talk about getting Nick backdoored as well. And this, at this point, I'm like, well, if they approach Christy about this also, like this could theoretically happen. This, you know, there's still a lot of this sentiment in the air because they are very anti-Nick at this point in time as well. A lot of things are just getting blamed on Nick. One of the things that was happening in that big interrogation was, did Nick tell you this? Did Nick try to put this in your head? Did Nick tell you to say this? She's like, I haven't even talked to Nick.
She's like, who's Nick? I've never met him. And then, yeah, it also is like, Kat is just so worried that everything is going to change and she's going to go home this week at this point in the day, that I feel like she's just doing too much. But at this point, too, there's been so many times where they're like, oh, man, we could backdoor Jack or we could backdoor Nick. They're like, oh, no, but we wouldn't have the votes. They would have the votes if people would just talk to each other. They absolutely could make any of these plans happen.
They could backdoor Nick. They could backdoor Jack. They could backdoor whoever they want.
I would love it if they would backdoor Jack. Can you imagine?
So they also have a fun, kind of a funny interaction. Holly is talking about her relationship with Sis, and she likes Sis, but there's also a little bit of tension there sometimes because she gets kind of annoyed because, you know, just she feels ugly. She feels ugly in the house, and it's largely because, you know, she'll be, you know, changing into her bathing suit with Sis, and then Sis will walk away, and then the guys will just be like, oh my God, she's so hot. And she's like, I'm right here. Why aren't you talking about me? And so she feels very self-conscious about that. And so Kat decides, well, I know what to do here. I know how to comfort Holly. Look, Holly, you're a beautiful older woman. Like, oh, older. I don't mean older, like older, you know, like you're mature.
It's just the verbal diarrhea. And then it's also like this whole thing too is ridiculous because isn't it later in the day when Kat says like, yeah, those are the girls you can't trust, the ones that are insecure and look in the mirror and say that they feel ugly because they're insecure, so you can't trust them. And then it's like, you literally were just talking to Holly earlier about how Holly's insecure and she's like the person you can trust right now.
Yeah. And it's I tweeted this out too, just like, Kat just always looks nervous, like just all the time, just like the, like this is just anytime she's like,
yeah, it's like when like your mouth is just like a little bit open, your eyes are just a little too wide.
Yeah just, you know, look, I'm not nervous to be on this podcast. Everything's fine, everything's cool. I'm not freaking out. What are you talking about?
Kat always looks like how I looked when my headphones weren't working.
Oh boy. So Kemi is now even more concerned that she's going to be put on the block based on her conversation with Christy, the conversation she's had with Kat, the conversation she had with Jack. And so she wants to start talking with some more people, especially Nick. And I was like, yes, Nick is the right person to talk to. Yeah. But in the meantime, Christy, of course, is going to be talking with Jack once again. She's very nervous still that Bella and Nick are trying to flip the vote, and that if she puts up Kemi, then the vote's going to flip on it. I've said that a billion times now, but yeah. She says
it even more. But she has said it 2 billion times.
Yeah. Jack says, fun. We have the votes. We don't need to worry about it. We can do whatever you want. Okay, if Kemi goes up, Kemi goes home. If Nick goes up, Nick goes home. Like, we've got this. Christy's, I feel so pressured. I feel like I'm screwed here. This is terrible. And Jack says, look, if you don't want to put up Kemi, you don't have to. Look, I will die for you in this game. Whatever you decide, I will die supporting your decision. I am with you, Christy, 100%. I am fully on board. I will die for you.
Well, and this is also, isn't this where what Christy takes from it is like, no, I don't want to do what I want. I want to do what the house wants. And she goes into that spiral again, or well, am I getting confused? What
Christy later describes this as, he was using reverse psychology on me.
She's so wild. Like, she's out of control. I almost feel bad for her, but it's also like pretty much all of her own making. So it's like, well, I can't feel that bad for her. But like, people, like, she has so many people being like, we will do whatever you want. We will work with you to the end. She's like, I don't know who I can trust.
Yeah. It's like Nick is telling her, whatever you decide, I will support you to the end. Jack is telling her, look, do whatever you want. I promise you, I will support you. I will die supporting your decision. And her takeaway is, Oh, Jack is pressuring me so much, and Nick is trying to go behind my back and dismantle everything that I'm trying to do. What am I supposed to do?
And then it's also where she's like, I don't even want the veto to get used. I don't want to backdoor anybody. It's too much. Like, I just don't want it to get used. I need to talk to Sam. I need to not use it at all. But then, 10 minutes later, she's like, gotta backdoor someone. Like, the plan changed at least 70 times yesterday.
Yes.
And there's only 15 people in the house.
So Kemi is finally going to talk to, she's going to talk to Bella, Sam, and Nick. Her campaigning is essentially explaining the whole situation with Kat and how she used examples, which again, unfortunately, not going to go very far. And so that doesn't really go anywhere. Ovi does spot it though, and he runs up and tells Christy about it, which is only, of course, going to further increase her paranoia.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because it's the thing too, where it's like, if Kemi doesn't go up, it looks like Ovi is a strong contender for that as well. And then it's like, if he's the one running and talking, is Christy going to believe him? It's a whole mess.
Yeah. So Tommy is mostly staying out of this now. Tommy is not super involved in most of this drama, and I think it's very intentional. In fact, he says it's intentional. My perspective on Tommy right now is that he is forced to work very, very closely with Christy. She has to be his closest ally in the house, but he's watching her. And he is that gif of Homer Simpson, just kind of just like, yeah, slowly backing away and letting her just do her thing. He knows that the plan has been changing so often that he just doesn't want to get involved. And so he's, while everyone else is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, he is just focusing on the people who are actually like nominated. He's bonding with Ovi. He's bonding with Kat. He's talking with, you know, Cliff and some other people and Nicole. And he's just focusing on his relationships. I think that's very, very good of him.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely what he has to do, because if he does anything a little bit more high key, that's going to come across to Christy as, oh my God, I can't trust Tommy. Like, I knew coming in that this could be a bad thing to have him here, and it is a bad thing, and he's not working with me, and like, he's going to betray me because of his aunt, and that kind of, like, you know that that's what would come out, how she would be talking if he were being like very, very active at this time. And again, I don't think being active at this period in the game is a good idea at all. So Tommy just like, he's sitting back. And again, he looks like a hostage in any room. Like, if whenever he doesn't have like a way he can escape, like if you see him like sitting in one of the like nomination chairs or sitting in like one of the box chairs, it's like, oh, he's trapped. He does not want to be here. I can tell. You can see it in his eyes. Like, he looks like a caged animal, but like less frenetic than Kat, who also looks like a caged animal.
Yeah. So he does, you know, he just does a little bit here and there. He drops some things here and there. And one of the things that he drops is to Nick. He goes up to Nick and he's just like, hey, I don't know much. I'm not involved, but I know that people are trying to spread around that you're trying to save Kemi, that you're trying to flip things around. I just want to let you know. And so Nick is now a little bit more aware.
Yeah, because at least then he gets a heads up of what's actually happening and he can react to it, because the conversation he had earlier, he's saying all of the right things. He means them, but he's just getting this vibe of like, no, we're not doing that. And so at least now he knows.
Yes. And so Nick does have a conversation with Christy in the backyard. It's another kind of brief one, but he has a little bit of a better idea of what he needs to do here. He says, again, just like, look, I hope you know that the conversation earlier was only because I love you and I want you to do what you want to do and not what others are telling you to do. And I will support you no matter what. I hope you know that. And Christy is just like, but the alliance is, the alliance is not working together. Like, things are just not, I just don't know what to do. And he's like, look, I support you. I want you to do what you want to do. I want you to play your own game. I want you to feel comfortable and okay. And, you know, maybe we should all get together tonight and just talk and figure this out. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe we should do that. But this conversation sends her in yet another spiral, because she keeps hearing, I want you to do what you want to do. And that is telling her that people are still associating her and Jack, and making, and the larger perception is that she is doing what Jack wants her to do. She heard it from Nicole as well a little bit earlier. And so she's starting to really feel like, people just think I'm doing what Jack wants me to do, which is not what the house wants me to do. And so now I don't know what to do. Tommy, help me here. It's like, I don't even want Sam to use the veto anymore. I just want it all to go away.
Yeah. So she gets mad and frustrated when people say, I want you to play your own game. She gets mad and frustrated when people think she's playing Jack's game. She just wants somebody to tell her what to do, and for everyone to be okay with it. And it's not possible in this situation.
Yes.
There's no decision that will make everybody happy and also separate her from Jack, in that she's making her own. Like, I don't know the move that she could make that people would be like, that was Christie's move. Like, maybe if she was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm putting Jack up so that they know I'm not his puppet. Yeah. I guess. But like,
She's basically telling Tommy, I feel like I'm being played. I feel like I'm doing somebody else's bidding. I just want to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is what the house wants to do.
Yeah. She's like, and what I want to do is, well, I don't know what I want to do. Can somebody tell me what I want to do, please?
She's, the alliance is falling apart. Jack and Nick are gunning for each other. I don't know why they would do that. It's not like I essentially pitted them against each other. It's definitely not my fault.
What she wants to do is pit her own alliance against each other.
But Tommy says, no, look, that's a good thing. That means that, you know, he's going after Jack. Jack's going after him. Nobody's coming after us. And she's like, but the group...
How many times did you say, but the group yesterday?
Yeah. Nicole joins them and offers some support. Christie is crying, of course. Nicole is like, look, hey, I'm here to support you. I want you to do what you want to do. No!
It's like, and Nicole was doing so well until she told Christie that she supports her and wants to do what she wants to do.
Okay, what I want everyone to do is, I want everyone to come up to me one by one and tell me what they want me to do, which is what I want to do, and then I'll tell people what I want to do, which is what they want me to do, and they want to do for the group of the house and the do.
We gotta get Christie some gummy bears. She can pull a Tim from BB Can 4.
All right. So, Christie, I feel like Jack and Jackson are pushing Kemi as a target. It doesn't feel right to me, Nicole. And Nicole says, hey, Kemi loves you. You know, why are you doing what they want you to do? And she's like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love Kemi too. I need to talk to Sam. I need to tell him not to use the veto. I'm not doing this to Kemi.
Yet again, at least she made a decision in that moment.
The plan has changed. I want Kat out. She doesn't deserve to be here. She's not here for the right reasons. Kat is the target. It's decided.
I guess Kat's going, this update is over. Goodbye, everybody.
Finally figured it out. Oh, we can all let out a sigh of relief. The day has ended. Not really.
No, ma'am. I think that's what, like 2 p.m. Big Brother time? Mid-afternoon.
She continues to cry. Of course, more people are going to cycle in and comfort her, telling her that she's strong, that no man is going to manipulate her, that she's making her own decision.
Yeah, just do what you want to do, Christie.
Yes. This is followed by her talking to Sam and him telling her what to do, and she says, oh, that's genius.
It's what she needs. She's someone who truly just needs someone to tell her what to do.
Yes. Christie is going to go up to Sam and say, hey, can we talk? And so she brings Sam up to the HOH room and she gives him the whole spiel about Jack and how terrible Jack is. He's pushing me. He's bullying me. He's using reverse psychology on me. And it's like, Jack, as we know from the start of this this podcast, not a great guy in this house. very mean to people, very cruel, very douchey in many ways. Like the one thing he's not doing is like bullying Christy. He genuinely is supporting what she wants and wants to like, he genuinely, like, he's like, she's like his closest ally, almost. And like, but this is the thing that he's like, his downfall is like, this is the thing he's going down for. It's almost like, well, we can't get him on, you know, mobstering, but we can get him on tax evasion.
Mobstering?
But fake tax evasion, because he didn't actually do the tax evasion.
I'm sorry, I don't think mobstering is a word.
Excuse me, I think everyone understands what mobstering is. Everyone has heard of mobstering. It's the little brother of lobstering.
Oh, okay, good to know. Yeah. Okay, classic. But yeah, it's the thing where like Jack is horrible and people have noticed him being horrible to other people. So they can very easily buy into the idea that he is manipulating Christy and doing all these horrible things to her. But it's like, again, as you said, the one thing he's not actually doing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm fine with it. I would love for him to go down. Like, he needs to go down. I don't care for what reason.
He deserves it one way or another.
Yeah, like, I guess, you know what? We'll get him on that tax evasion. Instead of mobstering.
So she, while she's talking about Jack and explaining everything about Jack and how, hey, Jack is against Nick, by the way. And he's like, what? What has happened in the last
Except
day and
like
a half?
10 times louder than that because it's Sam.
Yeah. What? So she also talks about how, you know, that gets into the conversation how Sis is so, you know, he uses his good looks and Sis is so into him and he uses that. And Sam is like, oh, but what about Sis and Nick? And she's like, what about Sis and Nick? He's like, oh no. Because Nick has been talking to Sam about how he's been flirting with Sis and he's thinking that he's kind of into her, but he's not sure if she's into him. And so this is basically confirmation, as far as Sam is concerned, that Sis is not into Nick.
Yeah, well, and why would she be?
That's what Nick said.
Nick needs to settle down.
Nick is just like, of course she's not into me. Do you see that guy? Anyway, back to Christy and Sam. So she gets to the point, she gets around to the point where she's like, all right, so look, I'm thinking, I don't want to be pushed into something that I don't want to do. I want to stick to my guns. I want you to not use the veto. I want Kat to go home. And he's like, yeah, totally. But what about Jack? I don't care about Jack. Okay. Well, would you have the numbers though? Yeah, we'd have the numbers. Okay, yeah, that's right. But wouldn't you be breaking your word? I mean, you don't want to break your word to Kat, you know, and you told her she was safe. She's like, I know I do. And it sucks. But like, what am I supposed to do? Kemi doesn't deserve it. I can't do that to Kemi. So what else am I supposed to do? I don't know. I mean, we could have you put somebody else on the block, right? Is there another option? I could still use the veto on Cliff and we can put somebody else. I just don't want to put more blood on my hands. I don't want to make another enemy. That's right. I don't know. I just feel like, and look, I'm totally with you. I'm totally, you know, whatever you want to do. But I just feel like I'd be breaking my word to Cliff. I've promised him that I'm going to use the veto on him. So I don't really want to do that to him. You know, I'm sorry about that. You know, I'm not going to ask you to not use the veto. It's just what I want you to do, but I'm not going to ask you to do it. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I feel no, but I want to do what I want to do what you want me to do. I do. It's just that I feel bad. I feel bad for Cliff. I do. I feel bad for him. I don't want to have to leave him on the block. We promised him. Yeah. You know, I feel bad for him too, but you know, what else are we going to do? What about Jack? I mean, we've been talking about Jack. Why don't we just, I use the veto on Cliff. You put Jack right up on the block. I mean, I feel like the whole house would be on board with it, right? No, like we just take Jack right out. And this whole conversation, I'm just like, oh, Sam, you're screwing this up. You don't want to not use the veto. We're finally saving Kemi. What are you doing? You're screwing this. Oh, Jack. Yes, Sam, go.
Like literally live reaction. It's like, okay, this is happening. is it happening? Is this happening? Is Jack going? It's like a true moment. But like, this is why they shouldn't take so long between the veto and the veto ceremony.
Because, or this is why they should take so long.
I mean, is it? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Because it's just like so back and forth. And now I'm worried that like the actual campaigning portion of the week isn't going to be as good because it's going to be so fast.
You know?
I don't know. Is it today? Is the veto ceremony today?
I assume so.
I feel like we've said that the last 3 days.
I know. So
maybe it's tomorrow.
Yes. So what about Jack? We could make sure we have the numbers, but Christy, she's maybe, but I'd be concerned. I don't want to make such a huge move. I just want to make a move that everyone wants to make and that nobody will blame me for. And I don't want to be a target next week. And I just want everything to be the way that I want it to be. And I don't know if the numbers are there. I don't know if I make a big move. I don't know. I don't think I can do that. Sam's like, okay. It's just, look, you know, and I want to do what you want to do. I do. I don't want to break my word. You know, I was just talking to Nick about this whole thing, and he was just like, why are people freaking out? Why can't we just stick to the plan? Why can't we just do what we said we were going to do and stick together like a group? And Christy's like, what? Nick said that? Nick said stick to the plan? And be a group to what? That goes completely against my imaginary version of Nick in my head. What are you talking about?
It's like, wait, Nick is saying what I'm saying? What? Nick's on my side?
You mean when I talked to Nick and he said that he would support me, he wasn't telling me that he was going to go behind my back and betray me and go against the group? I just don't understand how that's possible.
Maybe it's reverse psychology, Taryn.
I thought he was trying to flip the vote. And Sam's like, what? No, not at all. I mean, like, we talked about, briefly talked about it, but that was it. Like, we've just been like, why is everyone freaking out over this? Like, let's just stick to the plan. Like, what's happening here? And she's like, oh, wow. I mean, Jack has been telling everyone that Nick is trying to flip the vote. Because... If you recall,
Jack is the problem.
Jack is definitely the one that said that in that conversation where Christy told Jack that Nick was doing all these things.
But you know what? Again, I'm okay with Jack getting blamed for things.
Sam is like, what? Why would Jack do that?
Because why would he? Oh, my God.
So he's just like, oh, my God, what am I... Wait a minute. Okay. Well, what about some other options? How about I use the veto on Cliff and you put Ovi up? What about Ovi? You know, Ovi, you know, I'd feel bad because, you know, he's been doing better and people, you know, he's been good and people have been liking him lately, but he's still a pretty consensus house target here. You know, you could put him up and then, you know, you wouldn't have to break your word to Kat. I wouldn't have to break my word to Cliff. You put Ovi up, consensus house target, no blood on your hands. Ovi goes home. Everybody's happy.
And Christy's like, oh.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. Sam, you're a genius. I'm so glad I talked to you.
No one else had ever brought up Ovi to her until this point. He's the first one.
This is how Big Brother games die. Poor Ovi.
Well, and the thing is it's like all Ovi's done is try to integrate with people, be nice to people. His camera talks show that he's just so pure and amazing. And now this.
This way we can keep Jack and Nick going after each other. I don't have to break my word. Ovi is, I feel bad, but you know, it's not as though I've promised Ovi I wouldn't nominate him multiple times, even just today. It's definitely not something that I've done. She's done it.
Does she have short-term memory problems, or is she just like making this up as she goes? Like, what's happening here?
The universe tells her things.
I think the universe needs to take a chill pill then.
So that's what they settle on. Ovi is the replacement nominee, and Christy then comes up with this overly convoluted plan of how to make this happen. She doesn't want to tell Ovi beforehand, and she wants to make it seem like she was forced into making this decision, and she just made it on the whim. Yeah. And she says, "Look, I want you, Sam. I want you to tell people that you didn't tell me whether or not you're going to use it. So I don't know if it's going to be used, and I'm going to tell people that I've decided not to backdoor Kemi. So I'm definitely not going to do that. If you use it, but I don't even know if you are going to use it. Then when you use it, I'm gonna like mouth drop. I'm gonna act surprised and be like, oh, I don't even, I guess Ovi. And then you're gonna act surprised and we're all gonna act surprised and it's gonna be like, whoa, it just happened. I mean, nobody's even responsible for this. I don't even, whoa, look at that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at this point every single person is going to be acting surprised at this veto ceremony. And all I can hope for is that Ovi does what JC did last year and pulls like, no, don't do this in the moment. And then we see Christy truly like, oh my God, no, what? Do I not do this? What do I do?
Oh boy.
Truly the only thing I can hope for at this point.
So, of course, while all this is happening, Jack and Jackson are talking to each other, and Jack is like, dude, I feel like I'm just making a huge target of myself. I feel like people are coming after me. I don't even know what I've decided. I'm just going to stay out of things. If people tell me things, I'm just going to say yes. And Jackson is just like, but aren't you concerned that Christy's going to be swayed to like not go after Kemi or whatever? And he's like, I don't care. I'm just going to support whatever she wants. Like I'm on board with whatever Christy wants.
Yeah, and we'll see if that gets believed moving forward or not.
So Christy and Sam enact their plan. Christy's going to go and start telling people, you know, Sam didn't tell me what he's going to do. She's even her allies, she's telling, Sam didn't say, but I have decided I'm not going to do what people are trying to push me to do. I'm not going to put Kemi on the blog. I'm standing up for myself. When people tell me that they'll support any decision I make, I'm saying no to that. I am not going to do what that you just said, and I'm going to do something else. I'm going to do what somebody else told me to do.
Like, you said you'll support me in whatever I do. Well, I'm going to do something different, and I'm not going to tell you about it, so you don't even get the chance to support me.
she does tell Tommy that it's gonna be Ovi, so Tommy knows, and Sam is gonna start telling people as well, some of the guys. This is the conversation that I was talking about earlier, where Sam is explaining his conversation with Christy to Jack, Jackson, and Nick, and he's trying to get it out. So I was talking to Christy, and I was basically like not telling her what I was going to do, but I'm definitely going to use the veto. And they're like, whoa, so he's going to use the veto. But she's saying she's not going to nominate the candidate. So what is he going to? He's like, what I was saying. And Nick is like, you didn't tell her what you were going to do? Why didn't you tell her what you were going to do? If you're going to use the veto, why didn't you just tell her? And they're like, well, so who's going up? So is Kemi not going up? So like, is Ovi going to go up? Like, what's going to happen there? And Sam is just like, hey, guys, let me just finish telling my lie to you, please.
Just let me talk. Thank you.
So Sam is then going to eventually talk to Nick and tell him the real story, which is that he was telling a fake story and that he actually is going to use the veto and that Ovi is the target. And Nick is like, wow, dude, you're a good liar. Because I was like genuinely pissed at you. I was like, why would you do that? Oh. Why would you just tell her?
Nothing like like telling someone, you know, you see that they're a good liar, that will pan out perfectly. There'll be no problems with that.
Yes. So they're going to have to pretend to be shocked, but they're happy with this. They're okay with this. Yes. Ovi will go. Ovi was the person Nick was going to target by winning HOH next week. Anyway, I will say, and I tweeted this out as well, that I do feel like this is kind of a mistake on Sam's part. I feel like he really just wanted to use the veto on Cliff because he promised him that he would. But from what we've heard from Cliff, it's not like he has a ton of loyalty to Sam in particular. In fact, now he's starting to work with Jackson, who is kind of on the other side of things. So showing loyalty to Cliff doesn't do him a whole lot. And getting Kat out would have been great for Sam and Nick, because Kat is also on the Jackson side of things, which is kind of the other side of things on the house. So not the smartest move, in my opinion, but, you know, things are so shifty that whatever.
There's just so few reasons to actually use the veto in week one. One, you are on the block. Two, your number one, I guess, is on the block. I can't really think of, like, this whole plan is so convoluted for no reason, because Sam should be like, no, I'm not using it.
Well,
I'm not going to do it.
Sam also lets Nick know that Christy told him about the whole Sis being into Jack thing, and was like, why would Nick even be involved? And Nick was like, yeah, see, dude, I told you, I felt like she wasn't that into me. See, like, of course she's into that guy. Like, hey, I'm good looking, but he's a hunk. Like, you know, what are you going to do? And then they start ranking the guys based on attractiveness. Sam is just like, well, yeah, I mean, I feel like Jack is number one, you know, Mickey's number two, because, you know, look at those guys, you know, okay.
You know what? At least they weren't ranking the girls by attractiveness. I feel like this was less problematic.
So the conclusion here is that Sis is playing Nick, and they know that now, because she's been flirting with him and leading him on.
No,
and so,
she's been nice to him. When a girl is nice to you, it does not mean she's flirting with you. Everybody stop.
So, I mean, they have been flirting. They have been flirting.
Or has she been nice and he's been flirting?
I would qualify it as flirting, but certainly more so than she does with other guys. But I think it's not like she's like flirting to show interest. She's just flirting to flirt, I think.
That's called being nice.
He flirts with her and she flirts back, instead of like shutting the flirting down. Not to say that, you know, she's not playing him intentionally. She's just flirting.
It's a situation.
She's allowed to flirt.
Where he's like outwardly showing interest and she's probably really uncomfortable and is like, I'll be nice back because I don't know what else to do, because I'm locked in a house with someone I'm not interested in.
Well, I don't think it's quite like that, because she has talked about she genuinely likes Nick and she likes when he touches her as opposed to Ovi. But she's just more into somebody else. And so, you know, she's not trying to express interest in Nick. Like, hey, I'm actually trying to intentionally play him. She's just flirting because she's allowed to flirt.
Yeah. And she is.
Yeah.
She's allowed.
So. Yeah, like she's told him she finds him attractive and so on and so forth. So, you know, that it's not a contract that she signed that says I'm only allowed to do this if I'm playing you or if I'm actually attracted to you.
Yeah, she's going to get a note that says, are you playing me? Check yes or no.
So that's on Nick's mind here that, okay, well, now I know that Sis is playing me. And so, you know, he has that. He tells Tommy about it. He tells Christy about it. And so, that's happening there. Again, in the meantime, Kat is going to be talking to Tommy some more and freaking out, unsurprisingly.
There's like several points where Kat freaks out. Like, I think we missed earlier, her conversation with Nick, where she's like, what if, like, they go for me, blah, blah, blah. And then Nick's like, no, like, the replacement nominee will go home. And the cat's like, isn't it called a reverse backdoor?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that's a reverse backdoor.
Everyone knows what a reverse backdoor is.
The reverse backdoor has been in play since, like, night one of the feeds. Cat's been concerned about this reverse backdoor.
And then the other one, when she's talking to Holly, and she's like, Holly, like, I think people are going for me. Like, I think I'm going to go home. And Holly's like, no offense, but, like, I don't think anyone cares about that.
Yeah, it's all an elaborate plan.
It's like a nice revenge for when Kat called Holly an older woman earlier in the day. She's like, no one cares that much about you.
And by the way, Catherine is still, when she enters like any room of people coming in, hey, guys, you conspiring against me? This is fun now. It's a joke, right?
She's like, I'm definitely joking and not actually concerned that you are conspiring against me.
So
can you imagine if it worked, though, if she was like, hey, guys, you conspiring against me? And they're like, How'd you know? Oh no. Yeah, it'd be funny if they joked back like, oh my god, how did you know? And it would also be funny if they were like, no, definitely not. And we're like super shady about it.
Yeah. So Tommy is trying to comfort her in this moment. Tommy suggests that she give some people some space. You know, he's like, you know, people have mentioned to me before that they feel like you kind of follow them into rooms sometimes. And, you know, maybe you should just give some people some more space. He's trying to help her out here. But I feel like maybe you should have seen this one coming. She doesn't take that very well. What? They said that? I need to give people space? Like,
people are talking about me? They want space?
Somebody that has trouble giving people space, it's because they're afraid that people want them to give them space, and so they smother them even more. And so to hear that they want more space is like the worst thing that they can hear.
Yeah, it causes more problems and just will make them more. It'll just make them more clingy. Well, it's the kind of thing where like they need to hear it, but they're not going to listen to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so it's honestly like you don't want to be the one who tells them that, because then they're forever going to see you as the one who told them that you need to give people space.
Yes. So Jackson joins them briefly, and Jackson is the normal person that comforts Kat. And so Jackson is there, and he's doing his typical sort of like, hey, you know, everything's going to be fine. You're calm down. Just be calm and everything's going to be cool. But it's not really working this time on Kat. And so she starts to be like, you know, I just don't even want to be here anymore. I just don't even care. I'll just go home. Like, whatever. Why am I here? I don't even want to be here, Jackson. And this is like a final straw for like, he's just so frustrated. He just gets up and leaves. She said, why did he just leave, Tommy? Why did he just leave me like that? Tommy's just like, I think he's just feeling frustrated. I think that maybe you should give him a little space. And
like, what? Give him space?
Shouldn't I just go talk to him right now? I just feel like I should go talk to him and you know, talk about what just happened. Like, why did he do that? And Tommy's just like, I think you should just, you know, just spend the night.
Let it be.
Just go talk to him in the morning. Be like, hey, I'm sorry I was freaking out. And she's like, I just feel like I'm not freaking out, though. I feel like this is real. I feel like this is the truth. I feel like...
I'm like, I know a lot of people yesterday were really like clamoring for the house guests to get alcohol. And I, for one, am so glad they didn't, because Kat would have been crying for sure. Like, I can just see it. Kat, when she gets drunk, definitely is the one who calls you and leaves you a voicemail at 3 a.m. And it's just like, I just want you to know, like, you're my best friend. I'm so happy you're in my life. I just want to see you. And I just miss you so much. I can see it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
She cries when she drinks. I can tell.
She's going to continue to spiral for the rest of the night, talking about wanting to go home and just like crying on various people's shoulders. Yeah. So that's going to be something that continues to happen.
At one point, she says if she knew the way out of the house, she would already be gone. So obviously she missed Sam's DR last season, where you take a left and another left and down the hall and out a door and then you're outside.
Just yet another case of if they knew the show better.
Yeah, if only she had memorized that DR from last year. And then also there's conversation where Cliff is like not too impressed with this, because obviously it's very frustrating when someone's like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hates that. It's why are you here if you don't want to be here? So that's going on there. They do some game stuff, some acting stuff for a little while. Christy does eventually tell the rest of the group what the essence of the plan is. She also tells Nick. Now, Nick heard from Sam that the fake story is that Sam didn't tell Christy what he was going to do with the veto. Immediately after that conversation, Christy goes to Nick and says, so yeah, Sam didn't tell me what he's going to do with the veto. And so Nick knows that he's not getting the real story. He's getting the fake story. And again, he's doing everything he can to like break through to her. Like, hey, I love you. I want to work with you. Like, we're still good. And she's still just like, body language is just terrible. Like, just like, yeah, can't just look like, him in the eye.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, Sam didn't tell me what to do. And he's like, hey, we're good. I love you. Like, we'll work together. Everything's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally. I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. Sam didn't tell me.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know? And it's just like, at the start of today, there's no reason for this between Nick and Christy. Christy just like created this divide between them for no reason.
Yeah. So Christy does eventually tell Jack and Jackson, it's probably going to be Ovi, probably, but I don't know what Sam's going to do. And, I'm not doing Kemi. Not doing it. I'm standing up for myself. I'm not going to be pressured into doing it, Jack. He's like, that's cool. That's fine. Yeah. Great.
Jack's like, do what you want to do. I'll support you. Whatever you want to do, I will support you.
Whatever you want to do, it's going to be fine. Exactly. Because I'm not being pressured.
I'm standing up for myself.
So that's all set for now. We also got throughout the day a bit here. Bella, now that she's kind of been ostracized from the eights, has been spending a lot more time with Kemi and Nicole, and they were bonding for a while. You know, there was a funny moment or period of moments where they were just like fawning over Nicole's body, like, oh my God, Nicole, we're dressing you up. You're skinny thick.
Yeah, they put her in a zebra print dress. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, I can't remember if it was Jessica or Bella, but they're like, you know what? Your body is like pretty similar to Annalisa's body. We've got boobs. And the other one goes, she's got boobs?
Yeah.
What?
She's like, they start talking about it. And they're like, and Kemi keeps saying like, she's a teacher, Bella. She's a teacher. Calm down. And she's like, how big are they? She's like, what? I only have A's. Come on. I'm like an A and a half. That's not fair.
And I'm here to tell you, that's 100% what it's like when girls hang out. They're like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You look so good. Oh my God. What? You have what? It's real. It happens.
This is a fairly genuine bonding here.
It's cute and I love it. And yeah. I want them to be best friends forever.
And so they are going to continue communicating through the day here. And by the end of the day, they're starting to talk a bit, Jess is involved as well. And they're talking about, you know, we're women. We're together working. Together, women alliance, maybe women alliance.
Oh, we're dropping A bombs now.
dropping the W A bombs.
Whoa. And I am fingers crossed. I'm like, please, 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 please. After Big Brother Canada 7, can we please have women on the same page? Please.
Especially because there needs to be some kind of counter alliance, and most of these women are not a part of the main alliance anyway. And yeah. So this kind of doubles as a women's alliance and hopefully the start of an opposing alliance to the main one. But we'll see. Again, you know, Bella has sold these people out before.
So. Well, I feel like Bella kind of regrets that a little bit.
A little bit, I think. Yeah.
I don't think she feels great about that decision. And you know what? With Christy really creating that separation between her and Nick as well, I could see Nick working with the women.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of like, these people will actually work with me and tell me the truth.
Exactly.
So and that's like it's a solid foundation for something that could really work.
Right. And what Cliff was saying earlier this morning was true, that he has some kind of thing with Nicole and that they might fall on different sides of the house, then that can be a connection that bridges a gap between, you know, if he starts working with Jackson or some of the guys. So I feel like there's something here, but I also feel like, especially with more passive players like these player like Nicole and Jess, they have been pretty passive so far. They tend to like talk about things and then not follow through with them. So that could happen here, that, you know, it was late at night and they were talking and it sounded great. But then come the morning, they fall back into regular routine and it kind of disappears. But it's a promising start nonetheless. They also, you know, it's a women's alliance. They talk about, like, can we bring anybody else in? But they feel like they can't trust Bella and Kat because Bella's too close to Jackson. And so that's no good. And they feel like they can't really approach Christy because Christy's too close to Bella. And so Christy would probably tell Bella, this is all good. They should not be approaching those people. Those people cannot be trusted. So I think this is a pretty good core four here. And I hope we see something start.
Yeah, there's definitely something here. And it just, we need like someone to like strike a match and set it off. So
yes.
Fingers crossed.
So that's pretty much what we have here. As I mentioned before, you know, we got some Tommy Ovi conversation. Of course, this is unfortunately a little too late for Ovi. Ovi looks like he will be going on the block, especially if the veto ceremony is today. There's probably not enough time for things to shift yet again, but never say never, especially since the veto ceremony might not be today.
Tomorrow.
And then also, of course, just because Ovi goes up on the block doesn't mean he's necessarily a goner. Things could change yet again once he goes up on the block, that, you know, Christy could change her mind and want to take Kat out because Kat is such a wild card. If Ovi plays his cards right, which he might be able to. And then of course, there are lots of other, you know, factors that, yeah, maybe this new sort of women group decides that Kat should be gone. Probably not, since Ovi's a guy, but, Kat is certainly aligned with Jackson and the rest of the guys. She's kind of a number for the guys, so it would kind of make sense for them to go that way. Of course, Kemi and Ovi don't have the best relationship in the world, so again, probably not. But there are still a lot of different options in ways that this can shake out. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could be the thing, too, where if Kat continues talking about how she wants to be gone and Ovi is like very genuine about wanting to be there and he has been doing good work at turning people around on him and he didn't even know that he needed to be turning people around on him, and he was still doing a pretty good job at that. So once he's on the block after veto, could be a situation where he really pulls it out and he could be okay. Everything changes so fast in here, though. Like, if someone gets into Christy's ear at the exact right minute, it could be anybody else. Like, it's not necessarily Ovi set in stone, I don't think.
Yes, and I do apologize. I said Bella earlier when I meant Holly, that they feel like they can't trust Holly and Kat because Holly is too close to Jackson, and Christy would approach Holly if they approached Christy. For whatever reason, Holly and Bella, I get those names.
They both have two L's. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hard when names have multiple letters, you know?
Yeah.
It can be really tough. And it's so early. Like, I have so much trouble keeping all the names straight at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and I will admit, I hate Mickey, but I do often write Jack or Jackson when I mean Jackson or Jack. It's annoying.
It's honestly an impossible situation they've put us in because I don't want to call him Mickey.
I just feel very bullied by Jack about this whole situation, and I feel like he's really pressuring me with
using
this whole
reverse
thing.
Psychology.
Yeah, it's very annoying.
Can we just call Jack something else?
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman. Duh. Jason Mimosa.
All right. That's an hour and a half later. That's what we have for you today from yesterday. And we'll see what we get today.
Yeah. And today's going to also be wild. Like, today's going to be wild. Tomorrow's going to be wild. Tuesday's going to be wild. Wednesday's going to be wild. It's going to be wild for a while, which is not a bad thing. I'd rather it be wild than boring.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Christy. This is something that I was tweeting out that Christy is, it's the opposite of HOH-itis, where, like, you know, somebody wins HOH, they're HOH for 2 weeks. They feel like they're the shit. They're on top of the world. They can't do anything wrong. They are in control of the whole house. Christy has done the complete reverse of that, where being HOH for so long has just made her completely crumble from the, like, the weight of the responsibility of being in charge. And she just doesn't want it. And she just wants somebody else to do it for her. And she's just like, no, stop. The weight of responsibility is too heavy on my shoulders. What's the Spider-Man quote?
With great power comes great responsibility.
I don't want the power. Somebody get an antidote for this spider bite.
The other thing, too, though, is that she'll also say things like, I want the power week 3. That's when I'll make a move. And it's like, you have the power now. If you want to make a move, make a move.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she's so back. And it drives me crazy how back and forth she is, but it's entertaining. And I feel like she is surely going to shoot herself in the foot when she no longer is safe.
Mm. All right. That's what we have for you for today. Thank you for joining us. Of course, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Kristen's at Kristen Said What. And you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what we got. All right. Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Tonight, I will be with Rob to recap the Sunday night episode of Big Brother 21. Hopefully, we'll learn more about the whacktacular competition and all of that
hopefully.
Stuff.
Hopefully. Do we want to know?
I mean, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. You can't just continue to not go to the doctor and hope that nothing's wrong.
You're right. Okay, fine. You're right. We're going to find out about this whacktivity situation.
Whacktatious. Yeah.
Oh,
so
no. Not whacktatious. Okay, anyways, I think we're done here.
Tomorrow night, we will have our first roundtable of the season, so look forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. Thank you once again for joining us, and I will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.